Sometimes I feel the road to riches are like moving pictures, losing vision over distance, sacrificing for the instance, living word for word. And now I'm thinking about the sentence when the time comes, period. There's no time to mention what you did and what you didn't, who you is and who you isn't. Are you all what you was wishing when you was fishing for the answers from your closest friend? Instead of intuition, what's our mission? What are we here for? Why do we feel more? Helping one another, calling total strangers.
Beacon Music Factory and Beacon Arts are presenting the 5th Beacon River Fest outdoor music concert in the city's riverfront park beginning at noon this Sunday, June 28th. Top acts include Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, Tracy Bonham, Decora, who we just heard from, Jenny D and the Delinquents, Breakfast in Fur, What Moon Things, and the list goes on and on, and we'll get to this list in just a moment. First, I want to introduce Stephen Clare, who is the festival director, who can tell us exactly what is on tap and all of the cool things that will be happening in Beacon as part of Riverfest. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Very nice to have you here. It's always fun to talk about this event. So where are we in the history? This is the fifth?
This is the fifth. We took a year off last year, so it's not quite the fifth in a row.
Right. So it's and does it help to take a year off? And you're like,
I needed it.
Okay.
I needed it. So since I started this thing, the first one was in 2010. It's really a labor of love for me, and or insanity, depending on how you break it down.
There's a fine line there. Sure.
But I spend a good 6-8 months out of the year fundraising and planning and kind of working on it day in, day out until the day of. All that said, there came a point after doing it for 4 years of wanting to take a break and reevaluate and see if I wanted to come back. And if I was going to come back, how is it going to be different or the same? Or, you know,
is it safe to say? I think it's safe to say, but we'll just see how you feel about this, which is that when you look at the musical acts, it is certainly eclectic. Mm-hmm. So I guess, is it safe to say that is ultimately what you're looking for, is for it to be eclectic?
It's pretty eclectic.
And
yeah. I mean, my criteria is that the bands be great.
Okay. And that's it.
Yeah. And it definitely leans toward the rock, whatever that means, indie rock, and then also this very kind of like high-spirited, larger ensemble, world music kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's very festival-friendly and fun and...
Well, I was going to say that's sort of what makes a festival, right?
It resonates.
I mean, you need that to get the place moving.
Yeah.
So how did this all come about? As you say, even 6 years ago, when you said, oh, let's do this, what void were you trying to fill?
Yeah, well, what void was I trying to fill? I landed in Beacon after living in Brooklyn for some time, about 8 years ago, and having been a musician my whole life, we loved Beacon, fell in love with Beacon, found instant community, but I really wanted to see more live original music where I lived. So even though I'd always been a musician, I'd never been a producer of shows or a presenter of live music. I started presenting live music sort of like in every nook and cranny that I could and inviting people that I knew from all over the place to come play in Beacon. And people appreciated that. So I kept doing it and finding venues or restaurants or art galleries to put music in or barns. And kind of had this dream in the back of my mind of like doing something larger scale, like a festival in a big park. And there it was, this big park, Riverfront Park, which has since been named for Pete and Toshi Seeger, jutting out into the river, you know, a peninsula down by the train station, easy access. And I, you know, kind of had that spot in mind. And I thought, one day I'll do that. And a friend of mine said, you should just do it. And the whole community will get on board and it'll happen. And it did.
And then it did. Yeah. Talk about putting together. We'll talk about the acts in a minute, but talk about how you put them together. So, is this kind of like you go shopping in a catalog and say, you know, this is who I want, and then you put out the feelers, or is it much more organic than that?
Well, the program, it's deeper than that in that the programming is the funnest part of this job, but it's also the quickest in a lot of ways. Because in many cases, like,
and the rest is pure misery.
Beacon Riverfest presents this opportunity, or I've created this opportunity by doing something on this scale, to bring bands that I otherwise couldn't bring to Beacon. Jenny D and the Delinquents, for example, is like a 10-piece band from Boston. You know, to be able to like figure out how to pay a band that size to come all the way from Boston to play a one-off show in some little club is difficult. But if you make it part of a bigger project, then it becomes hopefully doable. So some of these bands, you know, are bands that I've have relationships with, whom I've brought to Beacon either Riverfest or some other event once or twice before. Others are bands that I've just been kind of trying to get to that point where maybe I've been having a conversation with them on and off for a few years, and now this finally all made sense. And then I want to point out, like, you just rolled a little bit of tape of Dechora, who's I think a really important local artist in Beacon, because I see him kind of as like picking up the baton, you know, from Pete Seeger in a way. You know, he's completely different. You know, he's an urban artist who's from Newburgh and has done all this incredible work in the community, and he's all about community, but he's also this sort of hip-hop rapper, poet, beatmaker with this powerful message for good. And he really just, as a person, stands for good, and he's very talented. It's nice to be able to like have suggest that or be a part of that transition, you know, like that he can be like the Pete Seeger of the 21st century in a way, or pick, you know,
right, of someone who is speaking to a new generation,
and
obviously the social work.
He's speaking of and about the human experience and his experience and his community's experience, and because it's local like that, and because it's meaningful and rich like that, it also resonates and has this universality to it.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit of Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars on the way out. Tell us a little bit about them and how you came to
that. It's super fortunate that I was able to get them. They are at this point an international success with an incredible story. There's a documentary about the band, about the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, from about a decade ago that we screened in town in Beacon last week. And it's intense. It's intense stuff. And they come with this incredible, you know, story. You know, they were refugees and living in a refugee camp in Guinea for a couple of years, and had found each other and started making music together. Not only do they have the story from which their music comes, but they're incredible musicians too, and the music is great, and people really respond to it. I know that I have, and am.
Do you think we've just mentioned two performers, and that's certainly not the case with all of them, but certainly in those two cases, there is, as we talked about, a strong social cause component to their work, and I wonder if you look for that. Or is that just kind of the bonus of
it's a bonus? It's a great bonus. I mean, I'm certainly, my antenna is up for that. But
it's all about the music.
It's about the music. But if the music has, if the music is powerful on multiple levels, then all the better.
I mean, because I was just, I guess last night was looking at the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, and you know they're working on Ebola, and they're working with the UK Red Cross, and I mean they're doing pretty incredible work across the world. Right. And so you don't think, oh, okay, we want to further that and help them, but it's about bringing them because of the music.
Right.
Yeah. When you give us a sense of who else is coming.
Let's see. Well, we've got more Hudson Valley artists, like Shauna Falana out of Kingston, and Simi Stone, who's kind of Woodstock-based. A couple of younger New Paltz bands, What Moon Things, and Breakfast in Fur, who was recently signed to Bar None Records. These are all bands who are starting to make a significant impact touring nationally. So it's great to be able to help cultivate that here at home and be a part of that and support that. And then Gato Loco is coming back, which is this another big ensemble, you know, 9-10 people, a whole lot of like low horns, like bass saxophone and tuba and electric guitar. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like
great
this
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of Cuban influenced, but, really kind of wild and fun compositions. And then, you know, in addition to that, what's adding up to something like 15 bands, also the Shanghai String Band, which I know has been through Albany here too from time to time. They're a great string band. They're playing in the Family Tent. We have a whole, there are two main stages, and then in addition to that, there's the third stage in the Family Tent, and the Family Tent has all kinds of activities going on. We've got kids African dance ensemble that's performing, and a puppeteer, and other kids musical artists. This year we've expanded to also become a food festival. So we're a music and food festival now. So we curated the food vendors, which are all mouthwateringly exciting to
terrific.
Think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got great food on hand. Food trucks and crazy stuff like this one. What are they called? This donut maker. what are they called? Gracie's food truck. Old timey donuts. Somebody was just telling me last weekend that they were at the food truck festival, and Gracie's was there, and they got a cheeseburger that was served on a glazed donut.
That doesn't seem legal, but that sounds lovely. You can find out more about Beacon River Fest by going to their website. It's beaconriverfest.org, beaconriverfest.org. Stephen Clare is a festival director. Stephen, I wish all the luck in the world for a wonderful festival. Sounds like you're going to have a great time.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
We are the living stone, some of them are stepping stone. We are the cornerstone, we are the rolling stone. We are the living stone, some of them are stepping stone. We are the cornerstone, we are the rolling stone. Oh yeah, na 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 na. Peace.